In a sea of black and red Trojan colors, hundreds of excited students, teachers, and community members gathered in the grassy field where West Middle and High School used to be, and they broke ground for the new campus. A little over a year and a half earlier, at this same exact spot, the picture was very different. The West Fertilizer plant explosion happened just a few blocks away, destroying the middle and high school campuses. Over 150 homes and buildings in the vicinity were also destroyed. 15 people lost their lives. Over 100 people were injured. West sophomore Peyton Landrum lost her home in the blast.
I never really thought about how important my home was and my family until it could have been gone and my home was gone. And so I think you really just need to realize how much God has blessed you with everything he has given you and take advantage of that.
And for sophomore Rachel Sinculli, she's made the best of going to class this school year in what students like to call Portable City. That's 65,000 square feet of portable buildings that currently serve as West High and Middle Schools.
We learned that we just got to stay positive and that things can happen in an instant and stuff can be gone before our eyes.
Breaking ground that's been broken before.
West High School Principal Dr. Jan Hungate says the groundbreaking has marked a huge milestone for healing, not only in the district, but for West.
So many times your community is your school, and your school is the whole community. So it's been healing for the entire city, not just for the kids and the students and the teachers at the school, but it's a big milestone for the entire city.
Dobry den.
Assistant Superintendent Charles McKeska says finalizing the $45 million in state and disaster funding for the new conjoined campuses has been a little crazy. That's because he's also been serving as one of three interim superintendents at West ISD. Former Superintendent Dr. Marty Crawford resigned during the summer to take the top leadership position at Tyler ISD. For McKeska, breaking ground has provided some closure.
Well, there's a lot of emotions. I mean, as you know, we suffered a horrible tragedy. Community pulled together with help from outside. It's the beginning of some closure.
It's been a long road for our community, staff, and students.
Official construction will begin within a few weeks. The schools were originally set to open in January of 2016, but McKeska says the date's been pushed back a couple of months because of the magnitude of Dr. Crawford leaving, as well as some funds not being received as quickly as expected. For KWBU News in Waco, I'm Jill Ament.